Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. Today I'd like to start off Homegrown with a song that some young folks in my neighborhood recorded a few years back. This is Kenna and Callie Johnson with Was He Quiet or Did He Cry?
Yes, I've wondered many times. I've thought at night about our Savior as a baby. Did he cry or was he quiet? Did his precious Mother Mary sing to him a lullaby? As he lay there in a manger, was he quiet or did he cry? I know the angels sang, glory to the newborn king. Bring forth the royal diadem, a king is born in Bethlehem. But I've wondered, yes, I've wondered many times as years go by. As he lay there in a manger, was he quiet or did he cry? King is born in Bethlehem. But I've wondered, yes, I've wondered many times as years go by. As he lay there in a manger, was he quiet or did he cry? As he lay there in a manger, was he quiet or did he cry?
Was he quiet or did he cry? We are not told in scriptures the answer to that question, but we are told that at the other end of our Savior's short life here on earth, that he was led like a lamb to slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is silent. We are told also that he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Isaiah wrote these words many years before Mary and Joseph made their way to Bethlehem, where the birth of Jesus took place, and they still give us comfort these many years after our Savior's time on earth. This morning I'm coming up short on words to be much comfort to anyone going through hard times. We've seen a lot of suffering in our part of the world in the past few weeks that we are never going to understand. The best I know is to look forward and keep trusting. Our Savior was no stranger to suffering, for he bore the sin of many and made intercession through the transgressors. These words, written many years before his birth, have been fulfilled as promised. The gift has been given. What I do with it is left up to me. Comparing life to a trail is an often used cliché. So please bear with me as I use it anyway. If it leads over the horizon, or should the trail end today, I trust the one who went before me to guide me all the way.